You're listening to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.
Hello and welcome to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. My name is Ty Keltner, and today we'll take you where the wind blows, or maybe it will be the wind that is taking us. We're discussing wind turbines, your home, and other wind energy possibilities today. Our guest is Greg Egan with Remote Power. How are you today?
Doing good. And yourself?
Doing fine. First, tell me a little bit about how wind turbines operate. The wind blows and creates electricity. How does it do that, and how does it get to our home?
Well, you know, if you think of an electric fan, you've got blades and you have a motor and you have wires that are, getting power from the electrical grid. And so you're using power to spin those fan blades. With a wind turbine, it's the opposite. A lot of the parts are the same. The wind is spinning the fan blades, if you will, and the motor is turning and it's generating power and sending it back to the grid. The way it would get to our home, I should clarify that I'm going to talk about on-grid, grid-connected wind systems and kind of leave out the complexities of standby generators and battery banks and such today. But anyway, when the wind blows, it blows all different speeds. And so those blades, they spin at different speeds. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that, you know, what we're trying to feed to the grid from our wind system is 120 volts or 240 volts, something standard to US. And so what you have is an inverter, and you feed the power into an inverter, and it comes out and it synchronizes with the electrical grid. And so that's how people have systems on their home that, you know, sell power back to Golden Valley Electric.
And what types of wind systems are out there and available?
Well, there's a number of different manufacturers. There's a fair amount of European manufacturers. And you can go anywhere from about, you know, for an on-grid system, probably about 2.5 kilowatts rated power for a home system. You could go as high as say 20 kilowatts or even more. And depending on the turbine, you have to purchase a tower that is built to work with that turbine, depending on your what the landscape looks like around your area. You know, that's going to dictate the height of your tower, and depending on how much power your wind turbine puts out, that's going to dictate what type of inverter you're going to have, how big an inverter.
Is this something I can do myself, or I assume I can't just go down to the department store and buy a wind turbine in a box and stick it up?
Yeah, well, Alaskans are a talented bunch. I mean, you know, they do some amazing things, and you know, there's a lot of trades, you know, in Alaska, so there's a lot of hands-on type of people. But installing a wind turbine on, you know, an 80 or 100 foot tower, it's not that hard, but you definitely have to do it right, or it gets really expensive and it can get really dangerous. And of course, you know, even if the tower part, you know, goes well, you know, you're talking about lethal voltages. And so, you know, I'm not going to say that no one but a trained professional can do it right, but it's prudent to, you know, to get people who know what they're doing. It's serious business.
And what other things do I need to know if I'm going to hook up a system like this, preferably before I begin?
Yeah. There's a number of things. If you decide that you want to get a certain size turbine because you want to sell power back to the electrical grid, or maybe you want to try to generate half of the power that your family uses, you know, with wind. You know, you live on a hill around Fairbanks, or you live down the Delta or Healy area, someplace that's got a good wind resource. So that's probably the first thing is, do I have a wind resource? You know, that's pretty important. The second is, you know, how much money do I have, you know, to do this? Because, like, it's kind of like building a house. If you need $100,000 to build a house and you only have $75,000, you're better off waiting till you get that other $25,000 so you get your roof put on right. You know, it's not something you want to do halfway. Other things that you might want to consider are talk to your neighbors, you know, how much land do you have, and you know, talk to your neighbors about it and see what they, you know, what they think. If there's any concerns, you can alleviate. Talk to the building department, see what kind of permits you need to get. There's planning and zoning, you know, considerations. So there's some, you know, you also, once you get past a lot of that, you also want to talk to the utility you're going to connect to, because they have regulations on, you know, they're comfortable with certain inverters that are UL listed to a certain standard, and there are other things that they're not comfortable with. And before you go buying something, you know, you want to make sure that they're comfortable with it, and you don't wind up having something that you can't install and you can't sell to anybody else.
Now, you mentioned having enough wind. What if I don't have so much wind? Can I still put up a turbine? Is it worth it?
You know, you can still put up a turbine, but it's really important to have a decent wind resource. And by that, I mean, you know, if you're on the grid, you probably want to have in the neighborhood of 10 mile per hour average wind speed or better would be good. Really, what it amounts to is, if you're in a village and you're paying 60 cents a kilowatt hour, you know, for power, well, enough wind is going to be different than if you're in Anchorage and you're paying 8 cents a kilowatt hour, you know, for power. So that certainly plays into it too.
Now, tell me a little bit more about costs. You mentioned costs just briefly before. I understand that if you're putting up a system, there's really a wide range of things you can choose depending on how much money you want to spend. Tell me more about that.
$22,000 to $25,000. That would be probably for a basic system. You can certainly go larger systems. I'm speaking home sized. You know, you could spend upwards of $60,000 for, say, more like a 10 kW system. So you know, there's quite the range.
You mentioned regulations briefly as well in terms of zoning and things. I wasn't aware that we had a lot of zoning regulations and other things to be aware of. And it does make sense, because I assume you can't just put up a huge tower in your neighborhood and have your neighbors be happy. What are some of those kind of considerations people should be aware of?
Well, I think really, even though we don't have a lot of regulations, it's just a really good idea to talk to your neighbors before you get involved, because a lot of times, just talking to them, then you find out that they have some questions or some concerns, and you can deal with those. And a lot of times it's an education process. There's not really a problem. It's just there's not a real good understanding of what you're going to do and how it's going to affect them. As far as like the FAA, if you have higher than a 200-foot tower, you need to put a light on it. So that, I don't see that as being an issue. There are some stipulations on the height of structures on properties, and it depends on what subdivision you're in. And, you know, you really have to, on a case-by-case basis, it depends on the zoning. So I would just check it out.
Well, thanks, Greg. We're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, we'll ask you a few more questions about wind turbines. You're listening to Alaska HomeWise. Back in a flash.